This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Well, good morning. Three more beats of the music, and it would have been the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Robin Ellis, but he showed up. So here we go.
Hey, thanks for waking me up just in time for the show. Hi, everybody. It's Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Miss Robin this morning. And we were off last week doing a little deer hunting. No success yet. Haven't pulled the trigger. Haven't seen anything I want to shoot. You know? Seen plenty of deer. No question. Now, last Saturday, the opening day, I had a master plan. Unfortunately, the deer had a different plan. So, I kind of blew it last week. Deer saw me before I saw them. They smelled me before I smelled them. And I saw three different bucks before 9 o'clock last week. One of the ones on my quote hit list, another real nice one that I probably would have taken, and then the one that I didn't exactly see how big he or small he was. So let's just suffice to say that Alan hasn't pulled the trigger yet. Did go Tuesday to Dorchester County, spent a couple hours in the morning and in the afternoon. Looking on the first, in the morning it was a mixed bag, whitetails and sika deer. They've taken both, on that particular farm. And then in the afternoon it was primarily sika deer in Dorchester County in the marsh area. And, the fellow that walked me into the stand, this is all brand new territory to me and I was a guest, said he saw one, kind of bounce away from the feeder as we walked in. I didn't see that, but that would have been as close as we got that day. So, you know, we enjoyed our week. What other day did I go out? Was it Thursday?
I thought you hunted every day.
No, I did not hunt every day. I went out Wednesday afternoon, and I went out Thursday. Wednesday afternoon, saw a bunch of deer, a couple small bucks, and then Thursday went out, from daylight till about 2 o'clock, and didn't see a deer. That was a long sit. So we'll go today. We'll probably go down to Dorchester County today again for sika deer and see if we can put the hammer down, the smack down on a stag. They were pretty successful last weekend on that property. They took 2 6-points and I think a spike that had been previously wounded, I think in muzzleloader or some earlier season, maybe a shotgun wound or something. It was a wounded animal, so they took it out, and a couple of hinds. So it was good opening weekend on some of the places where I hunt. But you know what? That's hunting. That is hunting. And I'm not going to get into all the details, but according to Department of Natural Resources, the opening day harvest was up 29%.
Cool.
Now, rain and wind hampered the overall weekend when you could hunt on Sunday. I didn't hunt on Sunday. I know some did, but 8,061 deer taken on opening day, 29% increase over last year's Saturday opener. The overall weekend harvest of 9,201.
Wow.
Yeah. That was opening day, 8,061, 9,201. So only, you know, 1,200 more were taken on Sunday due to nearly nonstop rain and wind across the state. And it has been windy. Wind has definitely affected the hunting this week. So Is that my headphone or your headphone? You're making noise over there. Clickety click click click. That looks nice though. What you're wearing?
Sorry.
It's okay. 4,248 antler deer and 4,953 antlerless deer, including 147 antlered Sika deer and 126 antlerless Sika deer. The 2-week firearm season rolls on through December 14th, next Saturday. Rain again once plagued hunters this year, and the strong antlerless harvest for the weekend is reassuring and vital for managing deer numbers in the state. Allegheny Garrett, Western Washington County, took 878 antlered deer. Hunters in Region B harvested 3,370 antlered and 4,953 antlerless deer. Junior hunters enjoyed excellent deer hunting weather and harvested 2,423 deer during the junior hunt days, November 16th and 17th. The harvest was 12% higher than the official harvest of 2,164 last year. Juniors registered 1,471 antlered and 952 antlerless deer. So there's the numbers. We are giving away a muzzleloader at the end of the day today. Chris has compiled the list of those who have called into this point. We're going to open the phone lines to anyone who would like to enter the December contest. And today you also be entered in the November contest since we were off last week. So we'll do double duty this time, Chris. You got that, buddy? We're good? Hello, Chris.
He's getting a phone call.
Oh, he's getting a phone call. Okay. The number is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And who do we have on the line, Chris?
He's still getting a phone call.
Still getting a phone call.
I'm sorry. We have Richard on the line.
Richard on the line. Okay, good. I was just telling him about the muzzleloader, Chris. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was busy.
I know, you're busy screening calls.
I was covering for you. Don't worry.
We got that. Thanks. Yeah, you're good. You're good. No, I was just telling folks that, if they enter the muzzleloader contest today, they'll be in the drawing today for the November contest and also in the December contest. So we'll have to hold on to that list.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
So there you go. 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Richard on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin. How are you all this morning?
Great. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was wonderful. How was yours?
Wonderful.
Really good. Nice family time.
Great. Yeah, I'm heading into my stand right now.
Wow.
Get an early start.
Well, a lot of us do. Yes, indeed. Get in there and get quiet and get your eyes used to the dark, because they can slip in there, you know, in that twilight period 30 minutes before sunrise.
Well, my line of thinking is, obviously, when you walk in, you're pushing deer away.
Yeah.
And I get situated, and then when the other people walk in, maybe they'll push them back. Who knows?
Yeah. I like that.
It makes sense to me.
I just like being out in the woods early.
Yep.
How was your season so far, Alan?
Well, you were on the phone when I was talking about that. I haven't pulled the trigger yet.
Okay.
So I haven't taken a deer with a bow or the crossbow or the recurve. I haven't taken a deer with a muzzleloader. I haven't taken a deer with a shotgun. So, I mean, I've had opportunities in plenty of seasons. I just haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, and also, you've been very selective.
Right, I'm extremely selective.
I'm selective to a point.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to get to the point of needing to put some meat in the freezer.
Yeah, I understand.
Still not shooting, you know, spikes, foghorns, yearlings, that sort of thing.
You'll never get to shoot a big buck on your property if you shoot all the little bucks.
Yeah, I took what I consider a call deer on Wednesday. I would have shot it anyway. Really would have rather been a doe, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was a 5-point, but it was a 2.5-year-old deer, I'm sure, based on the thickness of the rack.
Yeah.
The one side came out and around nice, 3 nice points on it, you know, would have been a 6, but the other side was like straight up fork. two sides didn't match at all.
Yeah.
I think this deer would have never amounted to anything anyway. But
how do you know?
That's not why I shot.
How do you know? If it was 2.5, how do you know?
Well, I mean, what caused that one antler to be nothing like the other side?
Oh, it could have been a minor injury. It could have been, you know, it could have been anything. It could have been damage during the antler growing process. You know, I mean, if the deer otherwise appeared healthy, You know, and he had the same racket 3.5 or 4.5, you know, then you might consider it. But 2.5 years old is, just give him a little pass.
I needed to meet, so I told him.
That's right. That's
now,
right.
Now, my question is, I took a 7-point with my bow in archery season.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and
right away, I got my bonus stamp. Now, I took a 5-point with gun season. I checked it in normal. I still have my bonus stamp. I can kill one more buck.
Right.
Using the bonus stamp.
That's right. That's correct.
I just want to make sure I was clear on that.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, you just can't take two on the same day with the same equipment.
Right.
So.
Now, the other thing I'm going to just chime in with, and I might ruffle some feathers, so if this doesn't apply to you, don't take offense to it. But when I drop my deer off, at least 60% of the people that bring deer in there do not know how to field dress deer. They are a flipping mess.
Oh, I know. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. It's not a difficult process. It does take a little effort. But you're absolutely right. People don't know how to field dress a deer.
But a clean, when you take a clean deer in there, it you know, you get your payback in the meat, the better taste in meat. I'm not leaving all that garbage inside my deer and then let it lay there. When I take my deer in there, I tell these guys, I said, I won't bring you the biggest deer you'll see, but I'll darn sure bring you the cleanest.
There you go.
You know, I mean, but anyway.
Well, that's how you got to clean them out. You clean everything out.
Everything.
How can I put this tastefully? From anus to appetite.
Yeah.
All right.
If you're not going to mount the deer, open the rib cage up.
Correct.
Take that cut all the way up. Take everything up into the neck that you can reach. And it all comes out in one pretty big you know, one shot if you do everything right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take a lot of effort to do anything right. It takes a lot of effort to do it wrong.
Right. And then when I get at home, I put the fine points on it, take the hose, wash them out pretty good, and just make sure I didn't miss anything. Then I hang them.
You know,
and spread them open and all that kind of thing.
Care.
Yep. I've seen them. Well, we've done it on the meat pole. I mean, you know, at the one place I hunt, they butcher all their own deer, and you know, I've donated a few there, and I've taken a number of them home, of course, for here. But you know, I just leave some at the ranch, so to speak, and you know, they're hung, they're hosed out, they're allowed to cool quickly. Air dry and that type of thing. I mean, it's a pretty good thing, and they've been doing it for years and years and years, and they know how to do it. But if you don't have that deer, cleaned out right, they're going to tell you about it. So, and that's okay because, you know, they're the ones that are going to be eating it. They want it to be cleaned correctly. So.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Well,
all right, appreciate the call.
You know, use them tree stands, use them harnesses.
Use those harnesses every time I'm up there. Yes, sir.
One without the other.
Exactly. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
See ya. Bye-bye. Who we have there, Chris?
We've got Lori.
Lori. Let's talk to Lori. Hello, Lori. Hello?
I guess she decided that she didn't want to be in the contest.
Well, I guess you'll have to call back, Lori, if you want to be in the contest. The rules are... call in, leave your name and number, go on the air with me. Even if you just say hi, I just wanted to be in the contest. That's how it works. Call back, Lori, 410-WCBM-680. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Let's talk about Bay Country Bakery.
Oh, yes, my favorite place on the Eastern Shore.
I figured you'd like that. Bay Country Bakery is located... on Route 50, just through Cambridge, the physical address is 2951 Coastal Highway. That's Route 50 East. And your hosts are Dave and Gina Levy. They're trained chefs, and they strive to bring you the best, and they do bring you the best. And you know what the best is? The best baked goods on the Delmarva Peninsula, if not Maryland. Fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads. Their cookies are good, aren't they, Robin?
They're wonderful.
Yep, indeed. Their cakes are great. They do catering and that type of thing, too. But they do serve a great breakfast, too, from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday. And if you hunt in the morning and you want to take a break, go to lunch at Bay Country Bakery from 11 till 2. And you can get a tasty lunch as well. So to find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And there's a chocolate donut out on the highway sign. But this big 10-foot donut at least, maybe 12-foot high. It's got covered with pink icing and got sprinkles on it. You can't miss that when you're driving by. So when I'm on 50, headed to or from the deer stand, my mouth and belly just can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. So visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Won't they, Chris?
Yeah. God, I can't just shake my head.
Betsy, just camp out there.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. They've got a nice big parking lot. Well, except for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is not a good day to park
camp out. But
they've
got a big parking lot, and of course there's food there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do it.
So, hey, let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. They're ready. They've been ready for deer season and waterfowl season. Waterfowl season is, you know, duck season, goose season, right around the corner. Largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. All major brands. They've got steel shot, like the Fast Steel by Kent, and all kinds of gear. Avery decoys, banded camouflage clothing. Firearms and ammunition by Remington and Chop and Savage, and muzzleloaders by Thompson Center and CVA. They've got Costa sunglasses and Yeti coolers and scent lock apparel for the deer hunters, too. Large selection of clothing and boots and thousands of hunting accessories. Now, for you deer hunters, there's 20% off all tree stands, all ladders, all climbers, all lock-ons, 20% off. They carry Matthews bows, Raven crossbows, Mission crossbows, and crossbows for every budget, including 10-point Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett. Chesapeake Outdoors is located Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Way down south of the Mason-Dixon, there's a man who's really fixin' to match those taters in his bin with possum meat. And that ain't tin. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum laughing at me. Hound dog baying, know what he's saying, possum on a limb. He done hit in one of them saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get a going, feet, gotta run, get my gun, and beat it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight, the possum ain't far, thari ar thar. Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings, possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens, now I'll cook his goose. Possum know he in a jam, he'll go good with candy yam. Doggone tootin', show as I'm shootin', possum fallin' for me.
All right, let's go back to the phone
line. I've never
lines.
Heard that one on here before. I like
That's
that.
That's Phil Harris. Yeah.
I like that.
I didn't know you didn't hear that before.
No, I didn't.
Let's talk to Chuck on the line. Good morning, Chuck. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So, headed out to the stand today?
Yeah, it's let me drive. We'll see how it is when I get up to Bob.
Yeah, I got you. Back's hurting a little bit this week?
It's for all week. Today's the first day I can even try to drive for an hour to get up to Bob.
Yeah. Man, oh, man, I'm sorry for that. Robin knows what it is for the back pain, the back problems.
After Wednesday, my problem will be solved.
Well, that's what they're saying. That's good. Yep.
So I just want to call in to get into December contest.
Okay, buddy.
I'm right now I'm between Tawny Town and Emmitsburg.
Okay, well, enjoy your ride. Be careful out there. Watch for deer. Don't get one with your truck. And, you know, try to get one up there. Get that big 10-point that you've been sending me pictures of.
Oh, man, one of those big 10s, that's for sure.
Either one. Yep.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Have a great one.
See ya.
See you later, Robert.
Bye-bye. We got Mark on the line. Let's talk to Mark.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Ellis. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you
doing? Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Just as to start, I just wanted to say I'm drinking my morning cup of coffee and I'm eating a bowl of popcorn. I always fix that up on a Saturday morning while I listen to your show because your show is like a movie to me on the radio.
A movie on the radio.
Oh, I like that.
I like that idea.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
Whenever you're talking about what you all do, I imagine myself out there, even though I'm not.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe with that muzzle loader, that might help me out a little bit because, you know, the old saying, I really couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. But this is my question, what I would like to ask you. I love deer meat, and I was able to get it from a couple of friends of mine, but they moved out of the area. And so I was just wondering, besides hunting for deer, and I love deer meat. Is there any other way I can acquire deer meat, or do I have to hunt it? Is that the only way to get it?
Make better friends. Make more friends that hunt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, deer meat is illegal to sell in Maryland.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it is. That's interesting.
Yep.
As good as it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Exactly right. But it's, if you make if you make it available for sale, then that leads to people killing deer out of season, making a black market product and that type of thing. So we don't want poaching. We don't want black market meat out there. We don't want that kind of – we don't want that for our wild natural resources that under the public trust doctrine belong to all the citizens of Maryland. That's stealing a resource from the citizens of Maryland.
Thank you for everything that you do, you know, from that standpoint, you know, with the things that you introduce to the people that make those types of decisions for the sake of the state and all that. I thank you for what you do for that. And
I wish I wish there was an easier way. I mean, you can buy commercial venison if you like it.
Sure.
But,
sure.
And, you know, it tastes pretty good. We have every now and then we have elk served at one of the restaurants. It's it's all farm raised, but it's
so. I know this is going to sound like a stupid question, but they always say it. Now it's always stupid if you don't ask it. So my question, last question, is this: so if I go out there, say I don't really feel like I have the wherewithal to go as a severe as you do with everything that you do to prepare yourself to go out there. How much am I lowering my chances by not, taking away my scent and everything like that and all the things that you do to prep up?
Well, do you have a hunter safety education course under your belt?
No, I don't.
That's the first thing you need to do. Go to a hunter safety education course, and they'll not only talk to you about safety, but they'll talk to you about the regulations and a whole lot of stuff in the world of hunting. You can even take it online if you like. That can prepare you a little bit. Just go to the Department of Natural Resources website and look for hunter safety education and look at the course and see what it's all about and see if you want to get involved in it.
I'll do that.
There you go.
The reason I giggled, Mark, it's always fun to watch Alan get ready to leave here when he's going deer hunting, because there's these rituals that he goes through, and it just makes life amusing.
I'm sure it takes a while. I know it's not a quick thing.
Well, here's the thing. Robin wants me to come home safely. So,
of course.
That's one of my big things. You got to get the safety harness ready. I mean, once it's in the truck, it's fine. But, it's a preparation at the truck too. Change out of your street shoes into your boots and put your coveralls on. And, how cold is it today? How many layers am I going to wear? Same thing here. When I leave, I look at the weather forecast. What's the weather going to be? Where's the wind going to be? That type of thing. And, I do have kind of a ritual to get ready. Once I'm into deer season, it's everything's, other than the gun is in the truck, and you just rock out and get the gun and head out the highway.
After you descent.
I wash my clothes after I'm out in the woods for a day. I wash everything and, in scent-free detergent. And, you got to have every odd.
Sure. Well, yeah. God bless you and all your success.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Mark.
Further success.
Yes, sir. Have a great day, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Got anybody else on the line there, Mr. Chris?
Yes, we have Stan.
Uncle Stan, the truck-driving man. Hello.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
If I could put you on video, just see what I'm doing right now while I'm trying to catch this phone call. Anyway, I just stepped out of my deer sit. Going back up there to Frederick. I just wanted to make sure I got in the contest.
Are you climbing up the ladder and putting the fuel pump on top of the barrel there and doing all that stuff while you're trying to?
We've come a long way. We're bottom loading everything.
Bottom loading? Well, that's even better.
Yes, it's all done automatically, and we're standing on the ground out in this nice fresh air. Oh, the benefits of this job are unbelievable.
Got it.
I just wanted to say a quick good morning because I got to get back in my deer stand and go hunting out 70.
Well, yeah. What's your limit? Or don't you have one?
Well, so far I've only gotten one possum. I tried to swerve, but I got him.
One possum? Well, we just played the possum song for you. I hope you heard it.
I know, that reminded me. But unfortunately, I hate doing that. But then he went this way when I went that way.
I've had that happen.
We sort of met under the drive axle. I feel bad about it, but I tried my damnedest. But it looks like my endless black ribbon is turning crimson out there now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the second rut has kicked in.
I'd rather be out watching Mother Nature, but I'll be
right now. Mother Nature has to watch out for you.
They're not doing a good job. They're not doing a good job, Mr. Allen. Anyway, got a chance to go down there to Clyde's and see the guys for a little bit. I'm doing some early Well, it's not really early Christmas shopping for my grandson down there. They're helping me out with
floors,
and I got to stop and get tackle boxes for my son. I saw the back of his little Honda. Oh my God. He's got lures everywhere, so he's going to need some boxes. And I'm
Your nephew's he's quite the fisherman, from what I can see.
Well, I can't wait to get there if Mama will give me a few minutes to myself. But they'll appreciate it. I love going in there. I really do.
All right, buddy.
One of the great.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Stay
see
warm.
You, man.
We'll see you.
All right.
Take it easy, Stan.
Bye bye.
All right. Thank you.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Keep the shiny side up. There he goes. All right. Let's see. NRP cops are taking kids shopping for a Shop with a Cop program. Cops will be shopping at various locations and getting the gifts for family or themselves. Have a great day of hunting. And that's our buddy Sergeant from NRP. So not sure what the details are on that, but thanks for Cam, you're welcome to call in anytime you want. We got an email from Arnold, our buddy Arnold, who's been around a long time. He said he's currently listening in San Antonio, Texas. Too much static to get through and say hello. I got an email here. Duck season's been on fire in the northern Chesapeake. And our best to you and Robin. Happy holidays and all that. Please enter me in the contest. So Arnold is in. So there we go. Any callers on the line there, Chris?
No, sir.
Well, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let's see.
Let's take care of some of the people who help pay the bills.
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
No. Why? I just talked to John from Chesapeake Outdoors, so I know what to do.
He knows what to do, Chris.
He knows what to do.
Okay, just time management, that's all.
I got it. Time management, yes. Something I'm not that good at, apparently. So when the season opens, you're going to want to call Chesapeake Outdoors at 410-605-2500. The decision is still up in the air whether there's going to be any waterfowl picking or not at the location. And it's a time and cost thing, I'm sure, one bird limit, who knows? Who knows with the goose season? Now, duck season has been good, but that would be my recommendation for you waterfowl hunters who like to get your waterfowl picked at Chesapeake Outdoors. Call in when the goose season opens and see if that's actually going to take place. In the meantime, you can get prepared for waterfowl season. Great selection of calls, all major brands. Steel shot by such folks as Kent with that fast steel. It's not the most expensive steel shot in the market, but you know what? It works great. Plenty of gear for waterfowl hunters, including banded camo and Avery decoys. Firearms and ammunition by Remington, Choppa, and Savage. Muzzleloaders and accessories by Thompson Center and CVA. Scent lock apparel for those deer hunters that want to remain scent-free. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers. And then for the deer hunters moving on through the rest of the season, 20% off all tree stands, ladders, climb-ons, and lock-ons. I know where they can get one for free. If we cut that sucker down, which we probably will.
He'll explain that.
Compound bows and crossbows. Matthews compound bows, Raven and Mission crossbows, and a crossbow for every budget for Christmas from 10 Point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett. Stop by and see them. Large selection of clothing and boots and thousands of hunting accessories. All this at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. It's still exit 39B coming the other way towards the Bay Bridge. You just got to get a up and around 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500. Now, talked to Mr. Clyde the other day at Clyde Sports Shop. They got a lot of Brownings. They're your full line Browning dealer, and they advertise a lot of them. Here's 9 different models in the ad in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. But I want to talk to you about 2 in particular. There's the brand new BAR. It's the Mark III Hell's Canyon model, of the famous BAR, which has been around a long time. It's a semi-automatic firearm. It comes in a burnt bronze Cerakote finished barrel, ATAX AU or Arid Urban Camo stock, a composite shim adjustable stock, an inflex recoil pad. Hell's Canyon speed guns and gear are built to be durable and lightweight. I didn't write that. Browning did. And they have a large selection of calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers, for the brand-new Hell's Canyon BAR Speed. Now, sticking along the Hell's Canyon line for a bolt-action rifle, also in the Arid Urban Camo and composite stock, a Cerakote finish, fluted sporty barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and an adjustable trigger bolt action rifle is the X-Bolt. It comes in three different kinds of connotations. The Hell's Canyon Speed, which is a little lightweight job, the Long Range, for those of you who like that long range style shooting, and then the McMillan models. So there you go, the X-Bolt, Hell's Canyon, Speed, Long Range, and McMillan. The X-Bolt bolt-action rifles, can't beat them in the world. The BAR Mark III, that's something a little different if you like that semi-automatic action. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. Their phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer with firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting at Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back after this.
Back-to-back cold fronts, one clearing us here today with northwest winds and crisp numbers advertised for our Saturday forecast. Trying to brighten things up out there with some sunshine behind the front, 44, low tonight down to 30. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 47. And then a second front, heavier rain on Monday, high 57. Tuesday, light rain 61. And then here comes the cold Wednesday, Thursday. Could see some light snows midweek Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All right, that one goes out to Stan, our truck driving man, buddy. Yeah, Will and Sonny. Remember Will and Sonny?
Uh-huh.
You do? Remember who played Will and Sonny? You don't, do you?
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh. Didn't think so. Frank Converse and Claude Akins.
I love Claude Akins.
Yeah, me too. All right, Chris, we got callers on the line. We got Paul. Let's talk to Paul real quick. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just was calling to get in the contest, Alan.
Okay, well, you're in.
But I wanted to remind Robin that, you know, Christmas is just right around the corner.
I know, and you have a rifle to sell.
He's good. You're good, Paul. You're good.
I just wanted to get into the contest, and I hope you have good luck, you know, for the rest of the season.
I feel good about today. I really do. I'm going to head down this afternoon to Dorchester County, and I hope I'm going to be able to be in the stand where I saw two nice stags during the bow season, and maybe one of them will make a mistake this evening. We'll see.
Yeah, and when you say bow season, do you mean the one that I grew up with, a longbow?
Not a longbow, no, not a recurve. I use a compound. Well, I have two recurves that I use, one in particular. And that's a Red Wing. I also have a, can't say the name of the other one right now, but I always forget one or the other. If I remember the Red Wing, I forget the other one. And if
I remember
the other one, I forget the Red Wing. But I shot my first deer with a Browning Cobra recurve. But I use compound bow. I use a...
those are nice.
Yep, and I also carry the crossbow from time to time. So
yeah,
I think we're gonna go. Even it's firearm season. We have permission on a property in Frederick County to bow hunt. I think I'll go up there next week, and they're requesting that the two of us call the herd. So we'll see what we can do to help them out a little bit. So
yeah. All right. Well, good luck with everything.
And, all right, Paul. Appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay. Just calling to get in the contest. And
okay.
Thank you all for what you do.
You got it, buddy. Well, thank you. We try, buddy. We try. We sure do. So.
All right.
All right. Thank you. You have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Boy, we got a lot of interest here. Sometime the next hour, Chris, you can text me the page with the names on it, and we'll write them all down, and then... Wanda here will plug in her random generator, and I mean Robin will plug in her.
Wanda.
It just came out of my head. What can I say? The random generator picked the number of the winner today.
You know, I was going to tell Paul it was a good try, but your Christmas present has already been delivered to a secret location.
Oh, it has.
But now that you called me Wanda,
yeah,
it might disappear.
You don't like the name Wanda?
No, I don't mind the name Wanda. I just wonder who Wanda is.
It was the girlfriend that I've got that I told him about. Yeah, that's it.
Thanks, Chris. You keep trying. I called him worse.
Buenos dias, Chris. That is secret code. Where are we?
Time
wise? Do we have any callers on the line, Chris?
No.
No, great.
No,
all right, good. Let me talk about this stuff. You want to talk about a stupid headline?
Yes.
Let's talk about a stupid headline. This came out last week, right before Thanksgiving, okay, from the Natural Resources Police. And here's what the headline says. Natural Resources Police put the spotlight on illegal hunting practices.
Oh, no.
Natural Resources Police put spotlight on illegal hunting practices.
Hello.
Isn't that illegal?
Yeah.
Maryland Natural Resources Police recently charged individuals throughout the state for illegally using spotlights for hunting known as jacklighting, along with bear baiting and other outlawed practices. We have some throw-in stuff here for any little breaks we have today, Chris, because this is the first notice that we've had for months and months and months from the Natural Resources Police that they're actually out there doing anything. Not to take anything away from the good officers in the field, but, you know, when you don't tell people you're out there enforcing the laws, people tend to want to, as you mentioned, violate the laws if they can. Four Frederick men face up to $3,500 in fines after police say they admitted to jacklighting. Officers say they observed two vehicles slowing to a stop along Hoffman Seacrest November 11th after which one of the passengers of the vehicle shone a spotlight across the field into a wooded area. Police searched the vehicles and found a 300,000 candle power spotlight, a 16-gauge shotgun, a single-shot shotgun, and a hunting knife. Officers say when they spoke to the two men, they admitted to looking for deer. Jeremiah Bear, 21. Devin Boone, 18. Brandon Toms, 19. Robert Toms, 20, and Cameron Traer, 19, were each charged with casting rays of an implement and hunting a game mammal at night. All men are scheduled to appear in court at a later date. So here's what it says. Four Frederick men face up to $3,500 in fine. Count with me, Robin. Jeremiah Bear, Devin Boone, Brandon Toms, Robert Toms, and Cameron Trier.
Only four of them got charged?
No, it says we're each charged with casting the rays of an implement. But the article starts out, four men were charged, and they named five of them. Four Delaware men were charged with jacklighting and illegal hunting in Cecil County. Police say that while in the area of Grove Neck Road, November 1st, they saw two men in a vehicle with a handheld spotlight and two more men coming from a nearby wooded area. According to police, the men went into the woods to attempt to hide a rifle that was in the vehicle. Kevin Knotts, 30, Eric Kelly, 31, Brandon Paulson, 23, and Theodore Price, 61, each received hunting citations after admitting to hunting a deer with spotlights while in their vehicle. Trial date's not been set. Convicted of all charges, each man could be fined as much as $3,250. All right. A Mount Savage man was charged with jacklighting on a private field. Police said they observed a vehicle coming to a stop in the middle of the road and its headlights casting rays on a private field in Mount Savage on October 25th. Police say the driver, Timothy Burkett, 42, also had a bow and a loaded muzzleloader within easy reach of the driver. Wow.
You had said something about giving somebody a free stand, okay?
Yeah.
There's some place that you hunt.
Yep.
That you know who's allowed to hunt there and who's not.
Yep.
And someone has put a stand up on it who
yep.
has not asked for permission.
Right.
And so it happens everywhere.
Yeah.
And people just try to skirt around. I mean,
if this stand isn't on the property, it's 1 inch on the other landowner's property. But guess what?
It's baiting. It's hunting over the field of the other person.
Yeah, it's hunting over the field where I have permission to hunt. I mean, they're right on the property line. I'll guarantee if a deer walks in that field, they're going to kill it. All right, let's take our call. Chris, who we got?
We have Sam.
Okay, Sam, good morning, Sam.
Hey, Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Wanda? I mean, Robin.
Ooh.
just kidding.
It's all good. I'm that fish called Wanda.
Just put a salt on the wound, I guess.
No, it's all good. There's no wound. I'll beat him later. It's okay.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to go ahead and get in the muzzleloader contest if I could.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
You're in. Thank you.
Sam, have a great day.
Have a good day, Sam. Take care.
Guys.
Bye-bye. Who's up next, Chris?
We have Robert.
Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Yeah. Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad.
What's up?
I have a funny feeling my wife is listening somewhere on the road today.
Uh-huh.
Say hello to her.
Okay.
And she called me and said that you're giving away a muzzleloader.
We are.
Ooh,
we do that every month, October, November, December. Been doing it for about 12 years.
I'm not normally up at this time.
Well, now you are. So
you have to start setting your alarm in October, November,
December. If you left your name and number with Chris, you're certainly in the contest.
Okay.
And that was great to say hi to your wife.
Indeed.
Thank you very much.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Bet he doesn't call her Wanda.
I'm going to call you something else in a minute.
No. This is a family show.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello to all the families out there. I'm sure we've got a lot of Utes listening as well.
Harriet and, you know, Ozzie and Harriet.
Ozzie and Harriet and Ricky and David.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. I hear the music there, Chris, and that sounds like we're getting ready to get out of here. Is there anything left unsaid or undone between... I guess not. And if it is, too late now. So we got, we got 60-some names, it looks like, on the contest.
And that's for November.
And those of you who called in today are also going to be entered in December, so you stand a double chance. So... for those of you that have to leave us and get in the stand, we understand. Yeah.
Get out, stay out, and stay safe.
There you go.